Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful. You're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous, and you're listening.
Happy July!
Happy July.
This is like midsummer.
How did it happen?
No one knows. No one
knows. I literally can't believe it.
What's so crazy is that a couple days ago, if you had asked me, Claire, what are you doing for the 4th? I would have said avoiding crowds and staying
home.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Cut two. A friend with tickets and an opportunity to go to the official Macy's firework display.
Yeah.
So that's what we did yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Can you believe?
I can believe. It was very fun.
It was very fun. So first of all, it was a very big moment because it was bringing boyfriend around other people.
it was boyfriend's first, like, I guess, group public outing,
but also like a little bit of stress type of outing, because it's like we had to meet up and then it's like, where are we going? You know, it's like, you know, in a major crowd. What was funny is my friend who had the tickets, he had 6.
Yeah.
So it was him, his girlfriend, and then he invited me, and then he had another, like a male friend, and then I extended the invitation to you and boyfriend, Mr. Boyfriend. Sorry.
That's right.
And my friend Alex was like, okay, this other guy who's here is not a setup. I'm just going to let you know, it's not a setup. So then it's hard when it's like, when that's said, I'm like, but wait, is it?
Is it a setup?
I know.
Is it a setup?
I know. So I was like, I didn't quite.
He felt young to me.
Well, he's very young. But also my friend Alex is young.
But
no, he felt very young. But I think because he's taller.
He is tall, though.
So then there's that question of, is he attractive or is he just tall?
Ah, the age old question. It's true.
But there are so many factors that I would not find attractive in my dating world. But could I be
in real life?
Could I have fun with him?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think so. Did you guys? I saw you talking like at one point.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like
talking.
He was easy. I didn't despise him. I thought he was very nice. He was
That's
very
good.
I liked how he handled. He accidentally stepped on your foot.
Absolutely.
And I liked how he, like, afterwards, he apologized in the moment, of course, but then he went up and was like, I'm so sorry. Like, he was very good about.
He was very kind about that.
Then there was also a moment during the fireworks where he was like, oh, who wants pictures? Like, let me take a picture. He was like thinking
That's
of
true.
Others.
That was very kind.
And I said, well
How
done,
dare
sir.
You?
Well done. But then I was like, we weren't really paying that much attention to each other. But then we did talk. I did want to just be nice and like, who is this person? You know,
Absolutely.
Like chit chat a little bit. But it was very interesting because then so we were in this like special place.
Absolutely.
With hundreds of other people.
Yeah. But you had to have like a ticket, a pass to even go into that area.
It's like 4 Macy's employees and they're like vendors and press and all that kind of stuff. So it's where the NBC show was happening.
Yeah. You got to. Claire's on TV.
I'm on TV behind in one of the cooking segments.
Absolutely. Yes, look for Claire.
Screaming with my hands up because that's what they told us to do.
Love that.
And I follow direction.
Yes, you do, girl.
Thank you so much.
You're a dream for any producer.
Thank you. Producers, take note. so during we had such a wonderful view of the fireworks themselves. Like uninterrupted. We were on the water. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it definitely was, because leading up to that point, we're all just kind of wandering around and whatever. But then it was like very much, I'm with 2 couples and another guy and a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you guys were chummy. Alex and girlfriend were chummy. And then we were just like there.
Oh.
And I couldn't, at that point I was like looking over, like, is he cute? And then I was like, Claire, I think you're just like in a situation where you don't want to be the solo person here.
Right.
It was very strange. I did get like a little sad, like a little lonely for a hot second. But then I was like, no, you're just, this is such a weird circumstance of like, I think because I had been on like photo duty all night of couples.
I hear you.
You know, because I want to get photos for you all, you know? Yeah. And so then it was just like, I'm over. So I had like a little dip.
Yeah, I think it was honestly hard for everybody. Like, I'll speak for, I feel like there wasn't a lot of people thriving at that place. Like, it's even you and I, there were times there. I was having trouble connecting with you.
Yeah.
Like, even just because, like, at first it was like, what's everyone doing with food? There are all these huge lines to get food. So right, I'm so stressed out about where we're going to get food. And then, of course, I am set in my ways that I am like, I want to get this certain food. If no one's in line with me, that's fine. But that's where I'll be going. Yeah. That's where I'll be going. Uh-huh, I don't want to get, you know. And then it's like,
it was like a bunch of different food trucks. So it was like
food trucks. How long it's going to take? I'm like stressed out about getting there. I'm like, is it only cash? And then I'm like, where's everybody going with that? Where are we going to meet after? I was like, how are we going to find each other after? Right. You know. And then when we first sat down, it was like, where are all the things? How are we going to do this? And, you know,
a lot of unknowns.
Do I read instructions fully? No.
But I don't think you missed anything by not reading the instructions.
No.
And when we say instructions, it was just like some of the details on the back of the ticket.
Did I tell boyfriend he wouldn't need his sunglasses and neither would I? Yes. And then we were outside in the blazing sun. Did I tell boyfriend that there was going to be alcohol? And I thought it was free alcohol. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
So there were so many things that I had told him that turned out to be not true.
And that's okay. Because it wasn't as though you knew for sure. And maybe you stated it with a confidence that he thought so. But but also, he's got to know. Like, sometimes things aren't exactly as anticipated.
Absolutely. So I think it was, I'll speak for myself and say I was stressed at the beginning.
Yeah.
Just being like,
what's happening?
What's happening? How are we doing this? How are we eating? Where are we eating? Where is the show? What is the show? Yeah. Like, all this stuff. And then, you know, it was like, you are friends with many of the people in the group, so you're shuffling around. So then it's like, and I'm trying to shuffle around. And then I'm also trying to make sure that boyfriend doesn't feel too left out. But I'm also like, I think that when he gets nervous, he gets a little quiet. And then that's fine. But then
we
love. And what I also,
because what we also love about him is he's not a performer.
Yeah, he's not at all. He's not at all.
Where a lot of us in the group last night are performers. So it's a lot of energy.
Bits. It's a lot of bits.
A lot of making fun. A lot of like having a good time. And Alex is like my little brother. So we do like rag on each other. And, you know, it's like, so there's a lot of energy there. So it's almost like it's hard to compete, but also if you are nervous about the situation and like what's happening, what are we doing? Easy to go inward. Quite easy.
Totally.
But I thought from the outside perspective, I thought you handled the evening lovely. I think we all, because listen, how many times have we been in situations where things are different as they seemed or
always
were expected?
Yes.
And sometimes I'm gonna say it, you don't handle it great.
No.
Right. And I thought you handled it beautifully. You're like, all right, we'll figure this out and we'll roll with it.
We were
all trying to figure out what the deal was.
Yeah, exactly.
So I appreciated that.
My pleasure. I thank you for saying that.
But it was fun overall.
Very fun overall.
Yeah.
And afterwards when we couldn't walk anywhere or get anywhere.
That's the problem.
Which was stressful. We all got a drink, and that was really nice.
That was nice.
It's nice to have somewhere to sit and have drinks. Like, it was hard to have that there.
I felt like we were busy the whole time at the event because it was constantly running. Should we be here? Should we go get food? Are we going to sit over here? Wait, what's a better area? Let's do that. You know, like, it was just nonstop, essentially.
While we were there.
So that was good. I mean, it's like with any event, like if you go to a public place with fireworks or something, or a concert, a show, whatever. It's like everyone, everywhere else in the world, most places, you're going and you're getting in your car and you have to sit in traffic for forever.
Right.
For us, there's a million people trying to get on one subway.
Wow.
Which it was so insane.
No, the subway, once I saw that, you feel sick.
It was terrifying how many people. It was like, absolutely not. So then we went way out of the way, thanks to me. I said, let's just get away from all these people, and then found a bar. And that was nice. So that we at least waited it out a little bit. And I felt like that was a chance that we could actually, the guy of question, is he attractive or is he tall? He parted ways.
Right. How did that end with you guys? Now I'm so curious, because I saw you guys talking like when we were sitting in the grass area, like a lot.
I don't know if it was a lot, but I think we were talking. I was trying to have, because I felt bad because I knew more people than he did. Right. And like, I wanted to make sure that he felt included and gabbing and whatever. And at the time they were like setting up the stage for like a little bit of the Moulin Rouge show.
Yeah.
So I said, so he was like, oh, I saw it and I like, and then he was talking about how he's not that critical. Like, because I heard a friend of mine who's more critical is like, it's okay. It's like good song and dance, but like the story, the book's not great, whatever. Yeah. And so he was like, it's good. Like, it's good singing and dancing. Like, I'm not going to critique it much beyond that. And I was like, okay. So then we just talked a little bit about theater and whatever. He also has written a musical about a barbershop quartet.
Oh, that's right. Because that's how he knows Alex.
Alex, kind of. He first met through Carmen, the girlfriend, whatever. So anyway, so I was just asking him a little bit about that. So it wasn't like necessarily talking about us as humans, it was more just like Broadway and theater. Right. And then on the way, then we were kind of walking together as we were leaving, and we were talking about the new Elvis movie. So really, we were just talking about movies and theater, which honestly, two of my favorite topics.
Right. So, the answer is no sparks.
I feel like it certainly isn't personality sparks.
Okay.
Like, I don't think there was emotional spark. Could I have made out with him? 100%.
Absolutely.
I mean, not in the scenario of last night, but in general,
bumping
into
him.
So it was just like a so nice to meet you, hugs. Yeah. Like, I'm sure I'll see you again soon.
Yes.
Whatever. And then last night, in my avoidance of sleep for whatever ridiculousness that I do to myself, I was like, oh, maybe I should find him on Instagram, whatever. And then I was like, why are you doing
this? Right.
So I just left it. So I'm like, okay, I'm over it. But it was interesting. I was having that moment and I was like, I think I just want to be with someone, and there happens to be someone else that's here. So do I? You know, but it was, but he was very nice nonetheless. I mean, it was a nice, an easy addition to the six,
Yes, he was.
But yeah, I think I really liked that we got to sit around the five of us and have a drink and like sit outside. Cause that was like truly the first time that we could just sit and talk about whatever, because the rest of the time it was like, we were talking about what are we doing next, you know, or like, where do we go? What do we do?
Yes.
So that was like the first moment to actually just like hang out, which I thought was fun. But
I liked that a lot.
Listen, he held up, Mr. Boyfriend held up well with a bunch of performers and people who know each other.
I thought he did very well.
Yes.
Yes. So I think he did. Kudos to him. Kudos to him.
Despite not knowing the right information.
Absolutely. I know. I was like, we won't need our sunglasses. It's blazing sun.
I know.
He was just trying not to be angry with me.
I know. At least we'd be fine. But also, the sixth guy didn't have his sunglasses. So we all were kind of, yeah.
That's the thing. And yeah. I think it's important for him to know moving forward that, you know, he should read directions and things.
He should
always
be responsible
himself.
For his own I know. Information.
I think so too. You know,
I figured you would show the ticket.
You would think that. Yeah. You would think.
But that's silly of me to think.
But I forget because it was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I know. Stress. Well, he had been gone. So
that's
the
thing. He had been gone. I made the decision when he was mid-flight.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, what was anyone going to do? Who knows?
Yeah. Well, so, okay. So last week we were in the shadow of a lovely weekend.
Yes.
And then you were talking about, like, you were excited for a week to yourself.
Yeah.
While he was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of know how it went, but how did it go?
Yeah, so it was really good because I think that, like, I was in my head, so I was able to get kind of out of my head.
Good.
And then, you know, just to remind myself that, like, take it kind of one day at a time, and you don't need to plan for the demise, if you will. Like,
no.
Ride the wave. If it's going well, great. And if, you know, if you need to, you know, you can figure it out.
I do love, listen, you do a very good job of being vulnerable and sharing, but I also understand finding that fine line between, excuse me, Winnie has joined the party. fine line of keeping things for you.
Right.
For him, yes. But also being honest, being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right? I'm saying that because there's hesitation in your voice, and I know why that's there.
Well, yeah, and I think also it's like
protecting a little bit.
Well, yeah, and I think because I think that sometimes what brings me peace sounds really stressful to somebody else, you know? Like, what brings me peace is, like, I'll do this as long as I want to, and then if it doesn't feel good, I'll stop.
That does bring you peace to have that
idea in my
process.
Head.
Okay.
You know, just to give myself permission. I think that last week I forgot that I can change my mind. Like, I haven't signed a contract in blood and I can change my mind. And so, but I know that doesn't sound incredible.
Well, it could sound like you're not fully committing to it.
Yeah, right. But I don't.
But I hear what you mean. I don't think that's the case.
That's what I'm saying. It's more like I'm just this is.
I know Winnie will not leave.
What?
She keeps going back and forth in front of the mic. There we go.
But I mean, ultimately, like, the time away also made me miss him, which was really nice.
That's nice.
And then when I was seeing him again, I kind of got nervous, like, right before.
Like an excited nerve, like a butterfly nerve?
A little bit, but also, like, you know, I guess a little scared, nervous.
Scared, if not like an excited butterfly nervous, were you nervous that, like, you had built him up?
Gosh, it was like, maybe I've just had, I'll kill Winnie in this moment. I just want to have one moment without her in my face for a second. It's, you guys, every time I try to talk, she's literally like right by the mic, and it's a lot. But it was a lot of time, and then it was like I missed him. And then, I mean, if I'm being truly honest, I was nervous and I wasn't feeling great about myself on Sunday. So I was like, well, what if he doesn't like me anymore, is what I thought, which is not the type of nervous that I want to feel.
No.
And then obviously immediately, like, I just felt comfortable and good. And
as soon as you saw him.
Yeah. So it wasn't a great nervous because I was just feeling like I had a little anxiety that I turned inward in a negative way.
Yeah.
So
Okay. So that's
different. What I meant by it. Yeah. But I also knew that I'm just trying to pick her up in a way that is just, if I could.
Yeah. She is needy right now. I get it.
I mean, I've been, it's so funny when I'm here all morning and she doesn't.
She does not care to speak to you.
No, not until I'm speaking to somebody else. But go down here, please. So it was more that. But okay. I was excited to see him. And then I think it always is a good sign with just, again, how much comfort and ease I have, I think, around him.
Yeah.
And like, I think that when we're in a group, especially when it's my like
your friends over
my
over.
Friends, like, yeah, I think he gets nervous and I know that. And so I just like let him have the space to do that. And then, you know, at the event, we had talked about the fact that it's like I'm good with PDA when I don't know people. Mm-hmm. But when I'm with like. Winnie's tail is literally up my nose.
Up your nose.
But when I'm with people, especially like if I'm around people and it's not, well, first of all, I'm humiliated around you, but second of all, I'm also just aware if it's like, we're, it's not just couple, like then I just want to match the vibe and.
Right.
So anyhow.
He definitely, I feel like that's one of his anxious reactions was, really showing a bit more PDA.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think like, I almost think that was his way of getting reassurance.
Yeah.
Which
that makes sense.
And I get that. And I was telling him like, but even that was like something that we talked about. And then he was like, okay, that's fine. And hope, you know, didn't take it personally. But then, you know, I was trying to show it, you know, whether it was just like touching his leg every now and then or
whatever.
To make him feel like, you know,
I'm here.
But yeah, I think that all of that is good.
It's so funny to me because as knowing how you've been so non-physical,
I know
the majority of your adult
dating
career.
Wouldn't you say like I was, I know.
My gosh, you're so touchy.
Yeah, am I?
So, well, far more than I ever would have. I mean, he definitely is leading the charge with the PDA and everything, but I did notice like when we were at the bar, you had your hand on his leg and like at first it's unsettling.
At first it's absolutely sickening.
It's disturbing.
That's funny.
No, but at first I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be seeing this.
And I then know.
And then it's like, I don't think twice about it for anyone else, but it's just because it's you. But like, I think it's so funny because when you all kiss in public, I'm positive I do not see all the times that you kiss in public, but the few times that I did witness, we lock eyes.
You and I.
Because I think you're like nervous about.
I am.
Where everyone is. And so then it's like we catch eyes. I like make fun.
Yeah.
I do. I'm like, oh.
I was pretty much like, I just don't want to kiss in public around people I know.
Right.
Okay. Claire specifically. And also again, feeling the vibe. And so then, you know, when I did it like one time at the bar.
Oh yeah. At the bar.
I did it.
Before,
and then like every now and then I was just trying to quickly, but then, yeah, I was like, is anybody looking like, it's very like,
and I don't want to deter you from that.
Too like, late.
I know.
Too late.
I do find it funny. Cause it's like, I love, of course, because my nature of love is to make fun and to tease.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
But then I also don't want you to be nervous about it. But I also get not wanting to do it a ton in front of. I appreciate not doing it a ton.
That's what
in
I'm
front
saying.
Of me.
I just, yeah, like I just, you know, yeah, I just don't think I need to. Again, I'm the kissy monster. I'm like, literally, once we get home, I'm like, fucking you know,
take a deep breath.
I don't care and just go.
Right.
But I'm like, when we're out. But then I also think sometimes maybe with the group, because I don't remember if I introduced him as my boyfriend or just this is that, like, I think that he was just maybe wanting some like reassurance or something, because he's normally not like that. Normally I'm like, can you, you know, hold my hand or whatever. But he's been getting a lot better. But then it was so funny how last night it was, I was like, what's happening? What's happening here?
Yeah. It was so very funny. I like, just because I know your facial expression so well, it's just, it's extra funny to me to see you like enjoy, but also squirm.
Absolutely. A little. Squirm.
And like, I'm happy. I want you to be, but it always, it feels like that time when growing up and my sister and I would be watching a show or something, and like, there's nothing romantic or sexual about it except for one tiny scene. And that's always the time that mom walked through.
Of course.
You know? So it's like, that's what I feel like. Anytime I just happen to be glancing back is when you all are kissing and I'm like, oh, I'm not looking. But also,
So that was funny.
It's very funny to me.
I know. But so, yeah, we're figuring that out. I'm learning that. It's cute. And...
But I totally get that in terms of like the being in a situation that isn't the most comfortable, like not knowing the people.
Yeah.
And also the people are very, I mean, outgoing. Very loud and outgoing. I mean, I personally, I'm like, what's worse? To have a bunch of silent people not knowing how to talk to each other, or just people who won't stop talking and letting them just like run with it, you know?
Yeah. I think that what I just tried to do too is like, you know, give him space to feel whatever he's feeling and be with him. And then also just like also be with you and everybody else there. Right. And then, you know.
And I want to compliment you for that. I know I did before, but I think you did a really good job of not like coddling and trying to make sure, you know, like you were like, okay, that's good. But you weren't ignoring him by any means. But I thought you did a very good balance of like still enjoying your time.
Thank you.
But also spending time with him.
Yeah. So, it's good, like, job. It's so
girlfriend, Jesse.
Girlfriend, Jesse. It's not easy. Like,
no,
I think just, it's like when you feel so independent, like I feel really independent and I'm used to being at these things kind of by myself or, you know, a buddy here and there that like. But then again, if it were his friends, I'm sure I'd be like, I dare you to leave my side for a fucking second. You know what I mean?
I know.
So. I think. And it depends on the day, because I think some days it's like you're feeling great, you're feeling outgoing, and the situation and
so many factors. But I just in general, you could have been really, you could have isolated a little bit and like made sure he was okay and all good and not really. But I felt like there was a very good mixing.
Good. I hope so. And I think that like, oh, God, thank you.
Listen, I'll make fun of you making out in public, but I will. And I say making out. It was never like a make out.
It was,
never. But I think the thing that makes me smile the most is when I see him like when we're watching the fireworks.
Yeah.
He was like holding you from behind and would like kiss you on the head. There was just a fondness and an intimacy there that I thought was very sweet.
I know. He's really sweet that way.
Very sweet.
Yeah, he really is. Thank you for that.
It's very cute. And the crazy thing is we didn't get any photos of just the two of us. So all the photos from last night I have are not for me to post.
Here's the thing. I was actually super stressed out by photos in general.
Yeah.
Like I kept being like, I kind of hate when it's like photo. There is a cute photo of the three of us, though, that I do.
Yeah,
like.
We do have a cute photo. Indeed.
But
I know, but how nice is it to have them?
No, I know. And I think that when I said, do you want a picture? And I think that you thought I meant just you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I meant
that
you and I.
That started my little spiral a little bit.
Oh, and I and then when you were like, that's okay, I was like, oh, she doesn't want a picture of us.
No.
I was like, I should have specified. And yeah. I also should have just told him to do it.
Yeah.
But then I was in my head about it. And I was like, well, maybe because she doesn't want to miss the fireworks. And I kind of don't want to keep taking photos because I'll know I'll hate every photo is right. how I felt. And that's a me thing. Yeah. So I don't know yeah. why. I wasn't feeling like 100% great last night.
Like physically or just you mean yeah. the situation? You looked no. adorable.
Well, thank you. But I just wasn't like.
I get it. I
and
get
so it. Like even the photo, you know, when you're like, I don't want to take photos.
That is rare for me, but I understand. Yeah. Because it's like, because I, especially when it's an event or it's something fun, like I may not look great, but I love having the memory of that. Time.
That's how we're different. We're and very we're different though. Like different. I didn't even take my phone out one time during the fireworks because yeah. I was like, I want to be present and I want to like, yeah. I just don't want to take photos or something. I think
well,
I was
also,
in a weird
something.
Place.
It's like taking a video of a concert. It's like, it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't translate.
No.
Yeah. I did take yeah. a few pictures because I wanted to show dad how close, but like, besides yeah, that, it wasn't like, look at this amazing firework. You know, it was just like, wow, look at us on the water.
I know. So I thought about that and I thought we should have done it. I just like did not. I knew that you would post it. And yeah. I was like, I don't know if I want to. Like, I just didn't feel good
That's
last
fine.
Night. Not in a bad way. I just didn't feel good mentally with myself.
Yeah.
Like I was having just trouble this weekend, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But. It was all good. Listen, fireworks are emotional. They're like.
They are. I think I get that, too. I think I'm also learning, like, I missed, like, boyfriend. It's like, I also want to get to the place where he knows his job is to take photos.
Right.
Of
he's not an Instagram boyfriend.
He doesn't know yet. He's never taken a photo of me. No, he's not. We haven't gone through the training, the courses. You're
going
to have to show him the lighting, the angles, et cetera.
Absolutely. We've got some schooling to do.
Exactly. We haven't gotten there yet. Yeah. And I. Again, our first kind of public outing. So
really
soon he shall know.
Okay, great.
But I just last night was like, I can't.
No, and I get that. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. It still was a delight. So beyond last night, I have one semi-funny update. And I
Is
say funny,
funny
because it's somewhat tragic on my part.
Oh, no.
So I have been thinking... Like the last month or so, 6'10 was popping into my mind.
Wow.
Because if we remember, we did get along very well.
Absolutely.
I thought like, we're friends.
The chemistry was good.
Chemistry was good. And not in the boudoir, we still got along very well.
I mean, you know, almost to a complicated level.
To a very complicated level, but nonetheless.
But nonetheless, very
well. I enjoyed
his
company.
Yeah.
And so I've been thinking, is it because I'm, you know, instead of going on apps and things? Absolutely. But it doesn't matter.
No.
We're not critiquing that.
Oh.
So turns out the feeling was mutual. He reached out to me and said, hey, we need to talk. And at first I was like, that's quite a statement. Like, what do we need to talk about? But then it turns out, I think he just wanted to talk. So then we were texting a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like catching up, asking like questions.
How are you? How are things?
Absolutely. Sure. And then it kind of fell off a little bit. And then he followed up with the, hey, whatever. And then I was like, should we meet up? Should we actually catch up in person?
Wow.
And he was like, absolutely. So then we were kind of scheduling a little bit.
Oh, when was this?
This was Thursday.
Wow. Okay.
Thursday-ish. And so then I had initially said Friday night.
Wow.
And then he was like, well, he had work because sometimes he'll work late.
Absolutely.
On Fridays because he's a security guard. Remember our security?
I do remember.
What was the name of that? Something we had some name for that but anyhow, so then I was like, okay, so then Friday I had a shit day.
Oh,
a shit day. Remember, I got up and I went to that physical therapy appointment that was nothing. Yes. And then I like was tired and I was just like grump. It was just a bad day. And so he had texted about something. I was slow to respond. No surprise. No one was surprised by that.
No.
And then he asked the question like Friday afternoon. He was like, why are you so bad at texting?
Good for him.
You know, I appreciate it. I said, thank you for just like calling it out because we all know it.
Yeah.
We all know I'm horrible at this. And listen, you're annoyed. I get it.
I get it.
Fully, I'm annoyed with myself too. But I honestly responded, which could sound like a cop out, but I honestly responded. I said, I'm sorry. It's my depression. Like I'm not, it's really hard. Like I can only reply to people in bursts. Like I'll get an energy and I'll reply to 8 people. And then I
think it's really beautiful. You responded honestly.
Well, yeah, I was just like, I can't make an excuse. This is it. Like I have a hard time. How, if you counted the times I've talked about how bad I am on this podcast,
I know
we'd have hours worth of
hours
footage.
Of content,
but I'm just like, and I'm working on that. Like, why do I become so isolated and I can't reach out? Like I'll respond to a whole bunch of people, but then I can't reply in time. Like then I go back into a isolated cocoon.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm sorry. That's, you know, I'm really bad. And then I said, today it's gotten the better of me.
Yeah.
And he had said that he like didn't have to work any, like he could meet up. But at that point I was done with the day. Yeah. Like there was no way I could rally. So then he called me.
Oh my God.
I did not answer because I was in a depressive state.
At that moment?
Within minutes.
Wow.
Or like within 30 minutes or so.
Okay.
But I was like, I simply can't.
No.
I simply can't.
No.
Because I was in such a bad place.
Yeah, and then he probably was just.
I'm sure it was like, I'm sure he just wanted to talk, you know, like.
Yes.
But then I didn't even follow up with a text and he didn't follow up. Like he didn't leave a message or anything. And so then I go into more of a guilty depression spiral because I've like been rude. It's
right,
just, which... it was a mess. So I still have this like guilt hanging over me because I would like to see, I kind of want to clean that slate in the sense of like, I don't know, see him again, but then I also feel guilty and I don't want him to be mad. And then I'm like, why does it like, I've got to just handle what I can handle.
Absolutely. I don't think that, you know, and sure he might bring it up when he sees you and then you already told him what it was and like, you'll do the best you can, you know?
Yeah.
I think it sounds like you want to see him. So you should.
I know.
And I think you can, you're more than allowed to be like, it's sweet that you wanted to talk on the phone, but it's like, that's an attack when you're depressed. Like if I just told you I can barely text and then you call me, I'm like, are you listening to me right now? I just said I can't text.
And I mean, maybe in his mind, that would have been easier to communicate than texting.
100%.
But it was not for me at the time.
Yes. So
I think I already, my problem too, I think it's like, well, besides the day was just not good for me. It just wasn't working out for me. But I also think if someone tells me they can't do something that night, I can't go back to doing something that night.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, you know what I mean? Like,
I
don't have to work. Do you want to do something? I'm like, whoa. I've already planned to not do anything.
Yeah. I have a tub of ice cream in front of me. I'm in for the night.
I am so sorry. I have to watch The Deep End. I have to watch a crazy documentary.
Right.
But anyhow, so I do feel bad. I do think I am going to reach out and.
Don't feel badly. I would just reach out and be like, well, I think I actually wouldn't ask questions. I would be like, I think I'd figure out when you're available this week.
Yeah.
And when you'd want to see him. And then just be like, are you available blank, blank, or blank?
Yeah.
And then see what he says. Like, you know, you could say, like, I'm not much of a phone person, but I promise let's lock this down via text. When are you? You know what I mean? And then just do it from that. Who talks on the phone? I mean,
besides us, I know.
Besides us, who?
And you and Mr. Boyfriend.
He is. He does love a phone call. He does love a phone call at times. And sometimes I like it, and sometimes I go, why? Why is this happening? You know,
it's very true.
But for the most part, it's like just when people want to connect quickly, and then you don't have to be on the phone for too long. But yeah, I think it's hard.
I think I was just feeling, I was like, I've given enough explanation for me right now. Like, I can't talk about it anymore. You know what I mean? So then I was like, I can't further discuss.
100%. I think if I ever say I can, I'm just not feeling good, and someone calls, I'm like, no.
No.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting. I think that you just don't beat yourself up and just like get back in there and then just say what you want and figure out if he wants that to meet up too.
Have a little fun time.
Yeah.
I'll forget. So that's a TBD.
And you don't even have to meet out. That's the best part of it. I know. You already know him.
Just come on over. I know.
Yeah. Have a chill night. Just a chill. I love that. I love that.
You know?
Do you understand?
I get it.
I don't know if you do.
So next week I do. Next week I have family vacation time.
Yeah.
Family beach trip. So I am like, that's another reason I think last week, and we identified it on Saturday, I want to say. I didn't realize how stressed I was about it coming up until a random trigger, and then the tears happened. So I am a little, I'm excited, but I'm anxious. I'm excited to see dad. I love a pool. I love the beach.
Yeah.
Like, these things I'm thrilled about. But I think something that we identified in talking on Saturday, I think, and something I've talked about before with, because this is all dad's wife, Julie's family. And like her daughter and I get I get along with them and just fine, but because they are a family for much longer than I've been a part of it, it's like they often are just holding the conversation, right? So very rarely am I asked about me, or they're actually like good conversations, including me in my life, right? And so I realized
it can feel isolating.
It's almost more isolating than just being alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think I didn't realize it for years because I was so busy in my actual life. So that it was almost just a mental break when I was around them at Christmas time and the beach. Cause it's like, well, I don't have to talk about me. I'm tired.
Yeah.
No big deal. Turns out when you're alone all the time and you happen to be around 15 people, you kind of want to be part of the group, you know, and kind of want to be acknowledged. And so and also now that I've come out to dad and like, I feel like I'm more open and honest than I've ever been. I know that it won't necessarily be a conversation during, but also it's like, I want it to be, but I don't want it to be, you know, it's like, it's a weird, so I'm just trying to go in, like, do what you want to do.
Yes.
Spend time for yourself. Like, I'm looking up options of like playing tennis when I'm down there.
I love that.
And like going to one of those fancy little club places, you know? And so like doing things that I want to do and not be just beholden to
the group
schedule. I did reach out to be like, and I found out they apparently were talking about a fishing trip for all the kids and the whatever. And I'm like, I love that I'm not even asked if I would be interested in that. But I was like, okay, I don't think it's going to end up, but nonetheless, I was like seeing if there were plans for everyone to be busy, then I'm like, well, then that's when I'll go play.
And also, exactly. If you want to go on whatever is planned, it's like, if you don't, then do your own thing.
I know, but I don't think I was even
asked, which is
listen, do I want to go fishing? Not necessarily.
I want to deny being asked.
But I want
to
be
fishing.
Asked.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Of course. We're all human.
We're all human. We want to be wanted in some capacity. So I am a little anxious about next week.
I know.
So we'll see. And I also, it's just family, dad and I always have some big dramatic conversation where we're both weeping in the car on the way back to the airport, whether it be about life decisions or whatever, or regrets from our deceased loved ones. You know, it's always so overwhelming. So I'm so excited for that as well. But
I'm family ready vacations become, I don't know if they're ever, like when you're a kid, I think they seem fun for you, but for parents, they're super stressful. And then when you become an adult, they're absolutely terrifying.
I know. I think the good thing, I'm in the best case scenario with this family in the sense of like, I don't have kids. I don't have to worry about keeping them occupied.
Great.
I do have enough autonomy that I can be like, actually, guys, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. Except for the fact that it's like, I almost want that to be a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, I want them to be like, no, we want to do this with you today, you know, versus the other. But listen, there are bigger problems.
Yeah. And so, just, it's like a self-love vacation for you.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, and just, you know, I think you're going into it pretty much knowing you're going to be disappointed.
Right.
So,
that's the thing. I got to just set up an expectation that's,
yes. And then I think it'll end up hopefully not being as hard as it feels like it will be, hopefully, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's hard.
So fun, isn't it?
That's right. Absolutely.
I'm excited to go play a tennis at a golf and tennis club and live my best, like I pretend to be wealthy self, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited about it. Excited. Dad was like, you don't need to do that. And I was like, no.
I definitely do.
Let's make a day. You go and you just sit and watch. But he used to play tennis, but his shoulder's bad now, so he can't play. Okay. So, but we'll, nonetheless, I'm trying to make it happen and make it him like be a part of it in some way.
I love that.
But we'll see. So
I think that's really
cute. I'll keep
cute.
You all updated, of course.
Yeah. And
I'll report from the front lines.
Girl, you're going to war.
No.
but you've got this.
We got it. All right, good. Well, in the meantime, the question remains.
Yes.
Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But maybe there'll be fireworks.
Hey. Let's hope.
That's what people say.
And an easy out from fireworks.
Yeah.